Yes, I do. Thank you to the leader for his answer. I'm sorry if it wasn't entirely clear why this was urgent. Clearly, your answer about why I asked about the coronet expressed some confusion. So if I could just clarify before asking my supplemental. Very recently, the Mayor's Cultural Advisors actually said there was a case for protecting the coronet of the elephant. The management of the coronet had produced a vision statement in the last week, and the online petition has gone up to 4,200 signatures. This is clearly an important and topical issue. And as the lead knows, I have real concerns about what's happening at the elephant in terms of pricing out the people who have grown up there and lived there all their lives. And this move to get rid of heritage and take away things for local people, redevelop, there is a danger there, particularly given the coronet currently employs 100 jobs and is clearly part of the local and cultural heritage of the area, including my own social life as a teenager. So it's got a part to play in the history of the borough, it's got a part to play in the regeneration, and I just wondered if the leader could be very clear about what his view is for the future of the coronet cinema.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I thank Councillor Samurai for her supplemental question. I accept what she says about topicality, I'm not sure I accept what she says about urgency. There seems to be some confusion in GLA on this issue. The Mayor, she might well know, is written to English Heritage determine this application, making clear his view that there is no case for coronets to be listed. Encourages rejection of the application by English Heritage. So it may be that there are sort of a divergence of view at the GLA. I've seen the business case which the coronet put forward. A couple of observations on this. The cultural provision that comes with the coronet has to be regrinded in any event. I think it's always been clear. I think what's been less clear is whether it be within the coronet building itself. I can see that there is a potentially a heritage argument here, albeit that I think some of the sort of original elements of this Victorian music hall have long ago been stripped out and removed from the venue. But I can see that there might be some cultural merit in some part of the building. It's disappointing, I think, that really neither the coronet or anyone else chose to make a case until fairly recently on this. I hope it's not just the owners of the coronet that are making or using this as a case to get greater compensation from the landowner. I hope that's the case. So I'm fairly ambivalent about things. I can see the coronet has some potential merit. I can see that it creates difficulty though. If you're going to redevelop the site as a whole, the shopping centre sits at the coronet for the moment. What I'm absolutely clear on is that I think there should be a significant cultural offer at the regenerated elephant castle. I mean, we have had conversations with theatre producers about creating the potential of a new West End, a rise of the West End of the elephant castle, which would be really quite exciting, bringing 21st century theatres, which cannot be accommodated, productions which cannot be accommodated in the West End, where you've got traditional 19th century Consumer March theatre. I don't know where that's going, whether we've got any further with those conversations, but I'm absolutely keen on seeing that this is not just a regeneration. We've always been clear about some homes or just about shops. I would like to see a cultural offer there. Whether the coronet falls part of that is rather to determine, but I'm absolutely clear that our aspiration is to see a significant cultural offer there. So I don't think I've given an absolutely direct answer that she wanted. She's not going to get one from me because of the ambivalence I have on, you know, I have to be around the building, I have to go and have a look at it and be convinced myself that this is something that there is architectural merit why we cannot effectively rewrite. I don't think you just hold on to the shell of the building, which is not a particularly attractive shell of that, if there's for another reason than that there's some other shell there. I think what we need to see is a cultural offer, and I need to see how that comes from.
Thank you, Mr. Lee, for that rather vague view.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarity about the vague view. I don't know. competition. Why don't you say that you would hear from some of those people at the next full council about the history of the cinema? I know we have a rule about some people who sign signature petitions, but why not? Let's hear from some of them. Clearly, you don't know. Clearly, there are people who feel like they are being pushed out of an area. It's all very well to want to impose new cultural things on people, but actually, what about hearing from people who clearly support what's already there?
Yeah, I'm positive. Thank you very much for that. Thanks for that excellent question. Look, I've been in contact with Richard Lippman at Coronet and said I'll go along and visit. I'm anyone can bring a deputation along to Council Assembly. You know, made it easier for deputations to be brought. And here what they're saying, I think trying to get 4,200 people would be difficult, and I don't think it would. But, you know, we can hear from them.
Yes, you're invited.
Well, you can invite them. I don't control that. If you want me to, and you can't, I'll get in touch. But, I mean, I think, you know, there's a case. I think it's. Her administration was in charge for 8 years, don't forget, Boss Oron.